1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J Podcast. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl, Ebby J. It's your girl, Ebby J.
In the background right now, you may hear some audio. You may hear TV going in the background with the Croods playing. You may hear a splash of water, because tonight is the first night in a very long time that I'm taking time out for me just to relax and reflect. A few days ago, our nation's capital was ambushed. A few days ago, we crossed into a new year. A few days ago, many of us were siloed at home with our family. Some were brave enough to travel, I being one of them, to North Carolina to be with my family because I hadn't seen them. 2020 was one hell of a year. It was one hell of a year for a whole lot of people. Some people may have expressed it, some may not care to share it. But at the end of the day, we all had an experience in 2020. And through those experiences and the situations of the world and everything that we've been through in 2020, you know, we had a lot of time to think and reflect. I don't know about you, but 2020, I was in a major survival mode. Single mom, sole care provider of my daughter. You know, consulting, client demands. Things are shifting and changing, and you're still trying to work. And you know, get on the calls, the Zoom calls and the Zoom parties, and put a smile on your face and muster up enough energy to put on eyebrows and a little bit of tinted moisturizer so that you didn't look all flushed and messed up. You know, 2020, what can I say? So tonight, a few days into 2020, I decided that I was going to take a bath. Something that I don't do often because I'm always on the move. So I'm taking showers constantly. And I, in the midst of that, I buy all these amazing bath products. I'm so hooked on Dr. Teals. If you're not a Dr. Teals person, I highly recommend that you look into it. You can get it on Amazon, Walmart, and Target. I get it at Walmart. But I got all this amazing bath soaks and bath bombs and bath scrubs and bath oils and purchased all of these items but never took the time out to just sit and enjoy them. Why? Because I'm always moving and shaking. Like a lot of my moms out there, a lot of us, we just move and shake. And in 2020, we were put in a survival mode to the fittest. Whether you're a single mom, whether you're a married mom, whether you're a, you know, you got a boyfriend or significant other mom, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to taking care of your child and taking care of home, we move like no one else is going to do it, like no one else can do it like we can, because no one else can do it like we can, right? No one can take care of our houses like we can. No one can take care of our babies like we can. And we are just on major overdrive. So even prior to 2020, we was on overdrive. But 2020 heightened us to another level of overdrive when it comes to taking care of ours. Right? So with that said, I don't know about you, but you know, I was just existing and living and trying to get through the day and trying to ditch catching the virus and trying not to be around people because I didn't want to catch the virus. Because if I caught the virus, who was going to take care of my child? I don't have any family here in Atlanta. It's me and my daughter. I have a few friends, and of course I have a significant other, but at the end of the day, who's going to take care of my child? So I siloed myself, wasn't around anyone, and just was just trying to live. And now here we are in 2021, and this first full week of 2021, I promised myself that I was going to take more moments to myself and to sit in the tub and to pick up my pumice stone and scrub my feet and to scrub my skin down with salt and to be in the moment, even if it's not fully 100% quiet because my daughter is watching a movie, but then she's asleep. But I'm not going to turn off the movie just so I can get pure silence, because at the end of the day, my life isn't pure silence. There's always some noise going around me, whether it's coming from my child or whether it's coming from a Zoom call or whether it's just me scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, catching up on what's going on, but not really soaking in what's going on, if you know what I mean. But 2021, I promised myself that I was going to take more moments for me, take more moments to take care of me. Because in 2020, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was trying to figure out who the hell I was. By the grace of God, God blessed me with a little girl who is just like me. So all of the glamour and all of the girly girl and all of that stuff, just watching her grow and flourish in 2020 reminded me of who I am in good ways and in bad ways. In good ways, because she allowed me to see that I am still fly. I am who I am, and there is nothing that I can do to change that. Because I am who I am, and she shows me that every single day when she gets her hair done and she flicks her hair or she wants to play in mommy's makeup. She shows me this daily. She shows me this all the time. But then I also noticed some things about myself through my childhood that I want to change. Ways and mannerisms and things that I do that she does, not necessarily that she's seen me do it, but it's just in her genetics. But just because it's in your genetics doesn't mean that it's right. So even though I would look in the mirror and not recognize myself from the weight to the hair and no makeup, because what do we wear makeup for? We got to wear masks anyway. So why waste your Laura Mercier? Why waste your MAC lip gloss? Why waste your Huda Beauty products? Why waste your high-end products only to cover it up with a face mask that's supposed to help protect you from a deadly virus that once it hits you, you don't know how it's going to impact you, because some people they don't have any symptoms, and some people it's sent to the grave. So you walk around in uncertainty, even bleeding into 2021, we walk around in uncertainty because we just don't know. But in 2021, I promised myself more self-care moments, more moments to sit in the bath and soak until I get wrinkled, more moments to sit in the bath to let the cold water out, to let more hot water in, more moments to myself to turn the jacuzzi on and just sit in it and listen to that noise as the jets go, as the water beats my body. More moments to pick and choose what bath product I want to indulge in for the evening. More moments to light all of these candles that I purchased that I hadn't been using really. More moments for facials. More moments for manicures and pedicures. More moments to sit in the tub with my Mr. Pumice and scrub my feet. More moments to enjoy coffee without being distracted and disturbed, always moving and shaking. More moments to enjoy a nice cup of tea in the evening. More moments away from my phone in order to play with my daughter and play match with her and play kinetic sand with her and to read with her and to teach her myself. More moments to watch movies with my daughter undistracted by everything that's going on in the world. More moments to not be busy when I'm on the phone multitasking, but to actually internalize and pay attention to the conversation that I'm having on the phone with whomever I'm on the phone with. Because at any given day, at any given moment, life can change and that person on the other side will not be there anymore. By the grace of God, I didn't lose anyone in 2020, but I almost lost myself. I almost lost myself in a manner of working myself and keeping myself busy just to keep things going, but really didn't have anywhere to go. When I was brave enough to go to Ross, TJ Maxx, Home Goods, then I started to do that and started to do more with my home, paying attention to my home. Had the opportunity to get my house painted, do things in the house that I hadn't had an opportunity to do before because I was always moving. But 2020, even though I slowed down, I still need to slow down. Because at any given moment, life can change. In this year, I encourage you, man and woman, or anyone in between, to take more moments to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. A technique that I taught my four-year-old to do this year, well, last year. Take more moments to breathe. Take more moments to enjoy. And as the year goes by, I'm always going to come back to this podcast to remind myself to slow down and enjoy. Have more moments with my daughter sleeping in the bed with me as she pushes me off the edge of my bed in a king-size bed at that. So you have a four-year-old and a grown woman in a bed, but the grown woman is about to fall off the bed and hit her head on the nightstand because her four-year-old wants to be under her. And I say all that to say is, for those who love you and who want to be close to you, who want to be up under you, let them in. Let them. Let us not be so caught up in the moment of what's happening and distracting ourselves to the point where we are not enjoying and absorbing every moment that God has blessed us with. Because in an instant of an eye, life can change drastically. And we want to be able to hold on to the beautiful memories that God has blessed us with. Every opportunity that God blesses you with to see someone, talk to someone, pick up the phone and call someone, text someone, tell someone that you love them, do something unexpected for someone who you love and adore. Don't take those moments for granted. Don't take those moments for granted. A lot of us, a lot of people, here today, going tomorrow, thriving today, struggling tomorrow. It's only with God's grace that we are still here. If you're listening to this message, you're still here. God has allowed and given you another chance to live. He's given me another chance to live. Truth be told, I wasn't one to get sick. If I got sick, people were like, oh my God, she's sick. Because I don't get sick. I didn't get sick. I didn't get colds like that and, you know, flus. And the most I have is an allergy 365 days of the year. But in 2020, I got sick. I started feeling dizzy, lightheaded, nauseous. My head, I'll be laying down and the room is spinning. And oh my God, I thought I was going down. And all I could think about was who's going to take care of my baby? Who was going to take care of my baby? That's all I thought about. And I was in a situation where it was stressing me out. And God delivered me from that. And as soon as he did, those symptoms went away. I didn't know what to do. And there's really nothing you could do. I went to the ENT. You know, and he was like, you had a little case of vertigo. I'm like, what? Oh, what? How do you get that? Like, what? And it was all stress. I vowed to myself that I wouldn't let anything or anyone ever make me feel the way that I felt then. I'll walk away. I'll leave the group. I'll block them. I'll give short conversations. I won't have much to say because it's not worth it to me. 2021, let's breathe, y'all. Let's live. Let's enjoy the moments. Let's take more time out for us. Let's take care of us. Because at the end of the day, we could be here today and gone tomorrow. So cherish every moment that God blesses you with.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. You can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.